Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. The Vaccine Friendly Plan is a parenting and pediatric health guide written by Paul Thomas, MDC, with Jennifer Margulis. Published in 2016, it presents an alternative framework for childhood vaccination and broader child wellness, beginning in pregnancy and continuing through the teen years. The book is best understood as a controversial nonfiction title in the health and family category rather than a neutral medical handbook. Its central purpose is to encourage parents to make individualized vaccine decisions instead of following the standard CDC schedule without modification, alongside that message. It promotes what the authors describe as a more natural approach to immunity, including whole foods nutrition, reduced exposure to certain toxins, and cautious use of medications such as acetaminophen. The book gained attention because it challenges mainstream pediatric guidance while claiming to offer a practical, parent-centered path for raising healthier children. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, an alternative vaccination schedule built around spacing and selectivity. The book's most distinctive feature is its recommendation for a vaccine-friendly schedule that does not follow the standard immunization timetable in full. Instead of treating the CDC schedule as fixed, the authors encourage parents to consider delaying, spacing out, or selectively refusing certain shots. This approach is presented as a way to reduce perceived immune burden and allow more careful observation of how a child responds to each vaccine. The practical logic is that fewer interventions at one time may feel more manageable to parents who want greater control and informed consent. At the same time, the book does not reject all vaccines outright in every case, which places it in a middle position within vaccine debate literature. That positioning is part of what made it notable. It offered an alternative for families who are uneasy with a fully standard schedule but did not want an all-or-nothing framework. The core idea is not just vaccine hesitancy, but individualized decision-making. Secondly, whole foods, toxin avoidance, and child health beyond vaccination. A major theme of the book is that immunity is shaped by more than vaccine choices alone. The authors place strong emphasis on nutrition, especially real foods and minimally processed meals, as a foundation for better health outcomes. They also advise avoiding certain exposures they regard as harmful, including acetaminophen use in infancy and heavily manufactured baby foods or formula when alternatives are possible. This reflects a broader integrative view of pediatrics, in which diet, medication habits, and environmental exposures matter as much as immunization. The reasoning is that children are not simply protected or harmed by vaccines in isolation. They are developing organisms whose resilience depends on multiple lifestyle factors. This makes the book more than a vaccine manual, because it attempts to connect parenting choices, daily feeding decisions, and toxic load into one health model. Readers drawn to holistic childcare will recognize that the book argues for prevention through ordinary habits, rather than relying only on medical interventions. Thirdly, clinical observation as evidence for comparing vaccinated and unvaccinated children. Dr. Court Paul Thomas uses his pediatric practice as a central source of authority throughout the book. Rather than relying only on abstract theory, he presents his own clinical observations and practice-based comparisons between vaccinated and unvaccinated children. The book argues that the unvaccinated children in his care appeared to have lower rates of some chronic problems such as asthma, allergies, ADHD, and infections. This is important because it shows how the book builds its case through practitioner experience, pattern recognition, and selective interpretation of real-world data. For supporters, that gives the book a practical, grounded feel. For critics, it raises concerns about confounding factors and whether observational patterns can support broad conclusions. The book, therefore, sits at the intersection of medical testimony and health advocacy. Its method is part of its appeal, because it presents the voice of a long-practicing pediatrician who claims to have seen concerning differences in his patient population. That clinical framing is a major reason the book resonated with parents seeking non-standard guidance. Fourthly, concerns about vaccine ingredients, testing methods, and informed consent. Another central line of argument is the author's skepticism toward the safety testing and composition of vaccines. The book raises concerns about ingredients such as aluminum and questions whether the current vaccine schedule has been adequately studied using placebo-controlled methods. This criticism is not merely technical, it is tied to a larger claim that parents are often asked to trust a system without receiving enough transparent information. In that sense, informed consent becomes one of the book's most important ethical themes. The authors encourage parents to think carefully about benefits, risks, and timing, rather than viewing vaccination as a purely routine administrative step. The book also reflects distrust of one-size-fits-all public health policy, suggesting that medical decisions should be individualized to a child's circumstances. Whether or not readers accept the underlying claims, the structure of the argument is clear. It tries to shift vaccination from automatic compliance to deliberate choice. That is a major distinction between this book and more conventional pediatric guides, which usually assume the standard schedule as a given. Lastly, why the book became influential in vaccine debate and controversial in mainstream medicine. The vaccine-friendly plan stands out because it became both widely discussed among concerned parents and sharply criticized by mainstream medical reviewers. Part of its influence comes from its moderate tone compared with more openly anti-vaccine books. It does not simply call for universal refusal. Instead, it offers an intermediate path that can feel more approachable to families who are uncertain. At the same time, its recommendations diverge significantly from CDC and American Academy of Pediatrics guidance, which made it controversial in professional circles. The book's reception illustrates a broader divide between parent-driven skepticism and institutional medical consensus. For some readers, the appeal lies in its sense of empowerment and its combination of vaccination advice with nutrition and toxin reduction. For others, the concern is that its claims about vaccine safety and chronic illness go far beyond established evidence. This tension is part of the book's identity and explains why it remains a reference point in the vaccine discussion. It is less a routine parenting title than a marker of a specific and highly debated viewpoint. In conclusion, this book is best suited for parents who are questioning the standard vaccine schedule and want to understand a more cautious, individualized alternative. It may also interest readers already drawn to integrative pediatrics, nutrition-based health advice, or debates about informed consent in medicine. Its practical value lies less in offering consensus medical guidance and more in showing how one pediatrician and co-author framed child health as a balance of vaccination choices, feeding practices, and toxin reduction. Compared with similar books, it stands out because it combines a vaccine skeptical perspective with a relatively measured, family-oriented presentation rather than a purely confrontational tone. That makes it especially notable within the broader literature on vaccine risk and alternative child health. Readers will come away with a clear sense of why some parents seek non-standard schedules, and also why the book has been criticized by mainstream reviewers. In that sense, it is important not only as a parenting guide, but also as a document in the wider cultural debate over childhood immunization. If you would like to support Paul Thomas, MD, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.